Hi, this is Kevin, and it's time to learn about Kalaska. In this ColaCast, the students of Room 34 are going to tell you all about the colony we created. We named our colony Kalaska. And for the next several minutes, we are going to tell you all about our colony's history, geography, motto, flag, bird, animal, and tree. So sit back and relax and enjoy the broadcast.
Hi, I'm Sandra, the Lieutenant Governor of Kalaska, and I'm going to read you our colony's history. In 1723, the ships Great Harris and Albany were heading for West Pennsylvania, when 250 miles away from West Pennsylvania, 12 people had already died, 10 from disease and 2 from being run over by our ship. So we had 220 people left. The reason we were coming to West Pennsylvania was because we wanted to have religious freedom and good farming. As we approached land, the Albany crashed into a boulder and sunk. The people on the Albany had to swim over to the Great Harris and be helped up. Our governor was one of the 125 people to be helped up the Great Harris. When we were on land, we heard growling in the bushes. We thought it was a bear, but it turned out to be a timber wolf. We scared it away with torches and continued our journey to our land. An hour later, we were at our colony. After that, we held a town meeting with the representatives. We chose the most reliable people to be the representatives. After that, we made the laws. After the laws, we started building a colony. Then we assigned people to their homes. We decided that the motto would be liberty and prosperity. We saw a lot of black, white, and yellow birds. We found out it was called a chickadee. We made it our colony bird. There were a lot of red, pink, orange, and yellow roses, so they became our colony flower. We hope our colony will last forever and the laws will stay strong. We hope our population will boom and our crops will be prosperous.
Hi everyone, I'm Chaz and I'm going to tell you about Kalaska's geography. When we first reached Kalaska, we found a lake and called it Davis Lake because Davis is our governor. We also found a huge white oak tree. We named it Great Old Oaky because it's a magnificent white oak tree. There is a village that Native people lived in, and it's called Wood Village. It has pure wood in it. We were able to make good weapons for protection. Our population is 220. A really big mountain formed, and we named it Mount Chickadee because that's where we found the chickadee bird. The mountain is 7,000 feet high. Legend says that anyone who goes up the mountain comes back a bird lover.
This is Kennedy, and I'm here to tell you about Kalaska's motto. Our motto is liberty and prosperity. We came to the colonies to have religious freedom and to be able to worship whenever, whoever, and wherever we choose to. Another reason we came is because we wanted better land to farm on, and we didn't like the king. In the motto, liberty and prosperity, liberty is meant to stand for the first reason Kalaskans came here for. The word prosperity in the motto is the word that describes the always good harvest that God gave us.
Hi, I'm Brian, and now it's time to tell you about Kalaska's flag. Our colony, Kalaska, has a very one-of-a-kind look to it. This paper tells all of the colors, pictures, and what they mean. The color brown means good soil. Blue means good water. Red means the blood that Jesus dropped for us. The Bible in the middle shows we have religion. The four crosses stand for our good church. The pitchforks represent good crops, while the stripes stand for the beautiful skies. We came up with the flag by using all the scenery in Kalaska. We thought the flag was a good symbolization of our colony.
And now here's Daniel with Kalaska's bird.
The black cob titmouse, or chickadee, is shy in the summer or during breeding season when it's migrating. In spring and summer, it has been seen as far as the state New Jersey. This bird also eats leaves, nuts from trees, and the one thing that the bird is a vegetarian. Where this bird finds its home is where other animals have lived and lived for many years. Their attitude is smart, restless, and industrious, and frugal. This is to say that this bird is loud but gentle.
Thanks, Daniel. I'm Issa, and I'm going to be telling you about Kalaska's animal. There are a lot of forests in our colony. Once when we went hunting, we saw a pack of wolves chasing out sheep. We lost some of our people from the wolves. One day we decided that the timber wolf should be our animal. People in the colony call the timber wolf the sheep slayer because it kills so much sheep. Here is some information we found out about the timber wolf. When it hunts, it climbs on ridges, and when it finds its prey, it rushes down to attack it. Almost all male wolves weigh 100 pounds or more, and the girls weigh less than 100 pounds. That is how the timber wolf became our colony animal.
Hi, my name's Allison, and I'm going to tell you about our colony flower. Our colony is called Kalaska. We came for religious freedom and farming. On our way, a storm came. It didn't stop for 2 weeks. When we got to our colony, we saw a rose that started to bloom. Everyone thought the rose was so pretty, so our colony decided that the rose was going to be our flower. We then grew more and more roses. We decided to have a field of roses. The color of our rose are pink, red, yellow, and gold. Our flower is more beautiful than other flowers.
Hi world, I'm Allison, and it's time to tell you about Kalaska's tree. Our tree is the white oak. The white oak can be very large, and the common height is about 100 feet tall. They have widely spreading branches, making them excellent shade trees. The leaves turn red and purple during the fall. White oaks begin to produce acorns when they are about 20 years old. Acorns are produced in the fall. We use our tree for our log cabins and our firewood. It also makes great weapons, and the kids love making toys too. We use it to hang our clothes so our clothes can dry. Our tree also makes furniture for our homes. The kids like playing on the tree, like climbing on it, on the trees, and also relaxing.
Well, that's it. We hope you enjoyed our colorcast. Tune in next time for more work of the children from Room 34. Have a nice day.